Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The latest adversaries in the esports video game world? Cheaters.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in the newsroom from the Wall Street Journal in New York. And just as esports is gaining momentum in the mainstream world, it has a little bit of a cheating scandal on its hands, or at the very least, a growing problem that it's trying to contain. Cheaters are figuring out exactly how they can game the system to improve their weapons accuracy, hide in unsanctioned areas on screen. There's a lot going on, and it's all the while pushing conscientious players to quit, which does not bode well for the ever-budding esports industry. Let's get the latest. Joining us now in studio is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
So video game companies, the ones that push these online competitions specifically have, and I like how you put this, they're dealing with the digital equivalent of performance-enhancing drugs. So what's been happening? How are gamers finding ways to cheat these days?
Well, they're using unapproved software. They're exploiting bugs in games and, in some cases, even attacking servers.
And I guess it's pretty easy to do. Is any are any video game companies of note or games specifically grappling with this?
Most of them.
I
think it's pretty common in the online multiplayer games. It's very common. I've spoke to over a dozen companies that have been dealing with it. It certainly goes back a long, long time, but as online gaming has emerged, we've seen it increase because now you're playing against other people. It's anonymous, so you don't really care. It's not your buddy that you're playing with alone in your living room. And now you could vie for social media fame. You could be at the top of the leaderboard. In some cases, you can even win prize money. So there's a lot more incentive to push the envelope and try to get an edge. But what people are doing is not allowed to go against the terms of the service in games. It's not necessarily illegal, but you have the game companies have every right to kick you out of a game if you're violating the terms that they require upon playing their games.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to, you know, being able to kick folks out, what else are companies doing to fight back?
Well, I mean, certainly they're banning players when they hear about cheating and confirm that it's actually happened. But usually what they're doing is they're investing in their own anti-cheat software. So that blocks people from cheating or just identifies when people are cheating so they can go ahead and ban those players. They are, in some cases, hiring spies to study cheat codes and make them ineffective or block them. Some cheat codes are, you know, a lot of it's widely available online. You can go and buy it. But some of the more sophisticated ones, you have to be in the know. There's a chain of a social circle to get into. And so sometimes these spies try to infiltrate those circles to get a hold of this very sophisticated cheat code to disable it. And then, of course, there's litigation. I mean, you've got game companies that are suing individuals or small businesses that create these cheat codes and try to sell them online. And if they're successful, sometimes they're able to get these businesses out of no longer operating, and in some cases even get a damaged reward.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman about the growing problem of cheating in the esports industry. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. The timing is interesting. It's just as esports is starting to gain some mainstream acceptance. So I wonder if this cheating situation isn't contained, how this could hurt the esports industry overall, whether it's just perception, the bottom line. There's a lot to think about.
Right. It could definitely muddy the waters for the esports industry, which, I mean, it's been around for years, but it is just starting to get the mainstream acceptance now. And if you, as a spectator or a player, think a game is rife with cheating, it just damages your perception of that game, and the community around it can definitely deteriorate, because why would you want to play a game or watch a game where you know people aren't playing by the rules? And some are, some aren't, and it just it damages the credibility or the integrity of a game.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks for the latest.
My pleasure.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman's story, check out WSJ.com/tech. She's got her finger on the pulse of all things gaming for the Journal. So ends another Wall Street Journal tech news briefing. Signing off, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.